This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo. This is just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at the hospital where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Just a day after he celebrated being what he called exonerated in the special counsel Robert Mueller probe, President Trump lashed out at current and former aides who cooperated with the investigation. He sent a series of angry tweets from Palm Beach, Florida. The reaction was not entirely surprising and had been something staffers feared in the days after the report's release, as they wondered how Mueller might portray their testimony and whether the report might damage their relationships with the president. While Mueller found no criminal evidence that Mr. Trump or his campaign aides colluded in Russia election meddling and did not recommend obstruction charges against the president, the 448-page report released Thursday nonetheless paints a damaging picture of the president. About a dozen people were killed during an attack Saturday on the Communications Ministry building in Kabul, ending a spell of relative calm in the Afghan capital. The Interior Ministry said that on Twitter the nearly five-hour attack had ended and that all suicide bombers were killed. The attack on the Communications Ministry began shortly before midnight with an explosion at the entrance of the building. A police chief said a bomber blew himself outside the ministry, enabling other attackers to enter the heavily guarded